I'd like to know, is there significant improvement? Because for last years, there are so many attacks, hacker events in on the internet, such as the DDoS to Yahoo and eBay, and also 3 months ago, the cyber war between U.S. and mainland China. And this happens after the cyber war. There is some adversity of the president in Taiwan, and we are very worried about that the China strike Taiwan website because of political issues. So we did another survey on government website that I can give you the some static numbers. Okay. Also, after my research, I proposed some remedies to government to ask them to set up the policies and the standard to the e-commerce site or any government agencies who want to attach to the internet. Also, this methodology may apply to other information warfare research. Okay, there's two different ways when we do the network security survey. The first is with first. That means we survey a lot of for single service around the internet in Taiwan. And also there's steps first. That means we want to know the details of security in one, such as companies or campus network. We want the detailed information and all to scan all the vulnerabilities inside the network. And there's two kind of method when we do the this kind of survey. We can just grab the banners and tell them you are running IIS server and you have this kind of vulnerabilities. Just grabbing the banner. Or you can use the security scanner, such as Nessus or ISS scanners or CyberCop scanners, to scan all the vulnerabilities on the server. So what I basically what I do is just banner grabbing for the countrywide server, and I sample about 500 servers for the some intrusive tests. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is the methodology I used about 1.5 years ago. I do some, this is the goals. We want to do some web security survey, and we have two kind of, there are two factors that affects the website security. One is that the administrator install the vulnerable CGIs. So I did this kind of CGI surveys. And I also collect all the vulnerable CGI informations and try to figure out that if the server contains this kind of vulnerable CGIs. And the other factor is that the server has some vulnerabilities such as buffer flows in IIS server. And also, I collect all the banners and conclude the survival rate of the web server. But this is 1.5 years ago that I assume that all the administrators didn't apply the proper patch of the and remedies of some of the security related issues. And I figure out that most administrators are not careless of the security. So What I did basically is to survey the administrator's behavior to see if they apply the proper patch of the web server or CGIs. And I make my conclusion and suggestions. If there's any question, please stop me. To know how serious the problem is, we have to classify all the internet attacks. Basically, it's something like Unix command, read, write, execution, the permissions, and the security information that the hacker can gather and know what the internal configuration of the web server is. This is security information leakage. Also, some servers have denial of service problems. They was acquired all the essential resource of the web server and cause the downgrade of the internet service or just stop them. And some people install some SOC server or proxy server that will relay the internet attack from the hackers, such as FingerD and proxy server, SOC5 servers. They all have the same problem if you don't apply the access control list to them. And some security vulnerabilities cause the remote file access, includes a remote file read that the hacker will know the internal configuration of your server or other services. And remote file write is more serious because the attacker can simply just modify your configuration file and change the server to whatever he wants. Also, there's some remote command execution. Everybody knows the IIS worms 3 months ago. That is a sample of remote command execution that echoes the patterns to your homepage. This differs to different categories that will cause the attacker get the user shell or get administrator shell. And the most serious one is that the attacker has already compromised the system and changed and plan the install the backdoor in the system that they can easily access the system in the future, or the administrator are so careless that execute the Trojan host such as back office or other subservient this kind of backdoors that the attacker can easily just get the full control of your system. Why I do this classification? Because I just want to build a quantitative model when we do a network assessment. This may be helpful if you want to do this kind of survey. Yes, please. Okay, there are many security information on the internet. What I do is basically collect all the security-related information about web server in Security Focus or other mailing lists. Oh no. Basically, because ISS in Taiwan is not working so close to USA, ISIS USA. Yep. And I started 2 years ago. I'm not working in ISIS yet. So what I do is basically grabbing all the information on the internet. Yep. Okay, this is a sample that we can know what the web server you are using. What I use is a head method that most of the IDS now will cause the alert of this IDS, because head is not that common in on the web browsing. And we can see the server is running Apache, and all the extensions were listed behind the web server. And this is an example that we can find out whether the CGI exists on the remote web server. We can just simply get the CGIs by the HTTP 1.0 method. And if you got 200 OK, it means that the CGI do exist on the remote server. If you got a 404 not found, well, it means the CGI is not installed on remote server. Also, you can get some extra information from the CGIs, such as the server environment or etc. And this is the subject I have surveyed in this year. And I do some reverse lookup for the domain name, make sure that they are in .com, .edu, .net, .org, or these servers are all in Taiwan, because I think I don't want to get into the international travel. Yeah. And amazingly, I find that about 60% of the servers don't have the FQDN. Some people just say it's not a good idea to have a FQDN because you pose the more information to the attacker. But incident response point of view, it is more easily to know who the server belongs to, and you got the contact information to the remote site. And I randomly select the IPs in Taiwan network. And there's about 140,000 web server in Taiwan 2 years ago. And I just randomly select some of them in this survey. Okay, it's probably because they don't have the reverse lookup, FQDNs. Yeah. Because most of the education domains and government domains, education domains, they have built FQDN 2 years ago. And also the .NET. Yeah, and I guess most of the .com falls into the not verified part. And I choose the First, I choose these four CGIs because there are some time sequence. And first I begin this research, and I just like to know if there's some trend that as the time goes by, maybe the security information is more common to the administrators, and they know how to apply the proper patches to these CGIs or remove these CGIs. And after I complete this survey, I just figure out that this is not objective to select these four CGIs because they are not correlated. And comparing these CGIs are meaningless. I pick these four well-known vulnerabilities such as MSADC, CoBrowse, and CoBrowse 2. These three CGIs will cause the attacker to view the all the view and execution all the command or CGIs. ASP files or any kind of files on the remote site. And IIS Unicode is a remote buffer flow that will cause the attacker to execute any command on the remote site. And this is the web server survey from the netcraft.com. Probably many of you know this institute do the continuous survey for the servers on the web server on the internet. Then we see the most of the servers on the internet run the Apache server. And this is I think in most Asia countries, they are not running Apache. They are choosing IIS server from Microsoft because it's cheaper and the hardware is cheaper too. Yeah. Yeah, because managers in Taiwan or in Asia country, they just trust the Microsoft. And if you tell them, why don't you run Linux FreeBSD with Apache server, this will tell you that they never heard of that. They don't trust the vendor. Yeah. It's weird, but it's the truth. Yeah. What do you mean? Well, in some part of in mainland China, yes. In some of Asia country, probably. Yeah. And also because of the such as Solaris, the price is, I think it's more, I think Microsoft is cheaper than Solaris. Is it? Yeah. Okay, so this is a web server in Taiwan. About 50% of them is running NT or Windows 2000 with IIS server. And about 25% of them is Apache server. Oh shit. Yeah. And This is the result of the sample that I do in this January. I didn't include the web server version in this information leakage. I just focus on the code browse and the MSADC, this kind of vulnerability that will show the code or the files in remote server. And I have a complete list for these vulnerabilities in my paper, but it is written in Chinese, so I don't think you guys have the interest to read this read Chinese papers. And amazingly, about 60% of the IIS web server has vulnerabilities. This is for the only web banner grabbing. Sorry. I'm a little nervous because I've never speak to so many people before. Yeah. Yeah, because all the information I gather that is IIS servers 4.0, 3.0, and 5.0, they all have the vulnerability that will get the remote root. Yeah. But you have to survey the patch behavior from the MTrader, because if you do just default install and didn't install any patch, they do have vulnerabilities. Yeah. In this survey, I didn't use them. I just grabbed the banners. Yeah. And this is for vulnerabilities. Basically, I don't think the Unicode is CGI problem. Okay. And this is the four CGIs I survey in this research. And I give the this vulnerability name and description in the slide, and also the published date. And I randomly choose the 500 server in the Taiwan web server, and find out and try to find out how many of them has vulnerable CGIs. And what I do basically is from the sample of all the servers I surveyed, and I randomly choose 500 of them. And from these 500, I choose another 30 of them to see if the CGIs are really vulnerable, or some servers just can fake information that give you 200 OK even if they don't have these CGIs on the web server. And the you see the star here, because most of some of the administrator didn't use the default install of the MSADC IS server. I think we find 11 of them are vulnerable to this kind of attack. But I think if we have enough information, or we try some other default path, the 11 servers, maybe 20 of them or 25 of them, we didn't have enough time to try all the possible folders on the remote site. As we can see, the 99 out of 120, that means 82.5% of the CGIs are vulnerable. So I think the administrator didn't pay enough attention on the security, because they didn't apply the proper patch of the remote server. And here's the conclusion. The most important is about 55% of the remote web server may grant the root access to the attacker. And I do some comparison between 2000 and 2001, and I didn't see a significant improvement of the security overview. And probably because of the environment change, when I do the research on year 2000, the Apache server and IIS server is about 1-to-1. 40% of the Apache server and 40% of the IIS server. And in this year, we can see that in the survey in Y2K, information leakage about 45. And the 2001 is about 33% that will reveal your code to remote attacker. And as for the denial of service, about 25 in year 2000 and 34 in year 2001. As for the unauthorized remote access, including remote user share and remote file read and remote file write, is 34% in year 2000 and 33% in year 2001. And these data are very close and didn't see any significant difference between these 2 years. But for the administrators' privilege, that will pose the attacker can execute any command in administrator's privilege. In year 2000 is about 45%, and in 2001 is about 55%. So I don't think the web server is more secure in Taiwan for 2 years. And I'm going to make my conclusion on the presentation. About the web server, I think FQDN is important to internet infrastructure when we do some incident response. The percentage of the available FQDNs is less than 40%. So I think there's a lot of room for improvement. As for the CGI surveys, I think many administrators just didn't pay enough attention on the vulnerability informations. that they didn't remove the vulnerable CGI or they didn't apply the proper patch to the CGIs. About administrator behavior, I just want to know if they are too stupid or too lazy. Yeah. If they are too stupid, we can do some education to let them know your server has problem. There is problem in your server. Yeah. If they are too lazy, we can set up the standard or SOPs that as companies to set up the proper policy for their server security. Yeah, I find out that most of administrators are not care about the internet security. And I think it's more important to let them know what's the problem in their servers. So I propose to the government that we should set up the education course to the administrators. Yeah, please. No, not yet. Well, I just got a list of IPs and I write the hash function to select the written IP. Yeah. Please? Well, I think we cannot determine that the size of the industry by IP address. So I didn't do that. And the most important is the most of companies in Taiwan are small business. So they couldn't afford for this kind of education, or they could not afford for good administrators. Yeah. So I think that's why the survival rate is so low. Does that answer your question? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, please. No, I just do on the web server. Yeah. I try to not to be so intrusive, because I could get into trouble because of the scan. Yeah. Yeah, please. Oh, yeah, that's the funniest part, because when I do that 2 years ago, I scanned about 140,000 servers, and only two of them sent mail to me that, what are you doing to my server? And this year, no. I scan it from my institute. Yeah. Yeah. My company. Yeah, I work in Science and Technology Information Center in NSC in Taiwan. So, yeah. Any questions? Yeah, please. Yeah, I have a list of them in my paper. Yeah. Okay. My paper is available on the internet. I can give you the URLs if you are interested in the paper. I have the paper on the first 2000. It's the same topic of countrywide internet security survey in Taiwan. Yeah, and that's the English version. Yeah. Yeah, please. Well, I think profiling the IIS service not enough, but I'm trying to improve my skill to survey these Apache servers. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do in the this year. Please. Pardon? Oh yeah, yeah. I see some administrators just Apache 2.0.0 or IS 7.0. Yes, so some of them. Yeah, but I think. From TWNIC. No, there's a network information center in Taiwan. But I think the study is not good enough for now because I just try to figure out the trend of the administrator's behavior, such as bind vulnerabilities. Once they are released, I just try to know how long will it take that 50% of the administrator apply the proper patch. Yeah, so a more structured study can be conducted in this field. And I think we should do some focus on one vulnerability and see the trend of the patches. And I have some. Okay. This is a more intrusive survey after the cyber war between USA and China. That actually what we do after the cyber war, our government is very worried about the political attack. Then you all know that the CN honkers are portraits? Oh, Patrick's. That they think that Taiwan is a part of China, and we should not have our own president. And the 20th in May is the anniversary of the selection of our president. So our government is quite worried about they will attack the government site. So they do some survey on the on .gov.tw. And if just scan for the IIS Unicode vulnerability. And they find out that about 5% of them are hacked. Yeah, and about 0.3 of them are already defaced, and 1% of them is really vulnerable for this for the Unicode bug. And okay, this is the totals. You see the timeline. We send advisories to all the government agencies and warn them about there will be a possible attack on 20th May. So it's interesting that most of the server were shut down on that day. Well, but after that, we see that most of them are patched. So I think the system still works. Most untreated are just too stupid, not too lazy. Yeah, so is there any other questions about this presentation? Please. No, I don't think it's public. Yeah. No? Okay, thank you.